You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, in the studio with a special guest this morning. Dani Simandl is the executive director of the Superior String Alliance, and she's here to tell us about all of the summer events and offerings that they have, along with a summer tour. So welcome to the studio, Dani. How are you this morning?
Hi, Kurt. Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you back here. So this is kind of a busy time of the year for musicians and also for the Superior String Alliance. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening? Because there's a lot on the calendar.
Yes. So we're starting out with a tour of the SSA Chamber Players, which is comprised of a couple faculty members who teach at our camp. And after the tour is over, then we go ahead and just go right on into camp. Mm-hmm. And we take place in Mishigami, and we serve string playing kids who are in grades between 4 and 12.
Okay. So you'll go from playing across the UP and then go into camp mode right away. So
you got
Is that typically the situation for SSA?
Yeah. It's a great way to get the vibe up, you know, get a couple faculty members playing some concerts and talk about camp. We're in the middle of a fundraising campaign for scholarships right now, too, so it's a great way to get the word out about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the weather's great up here, so we just got to get out.
Right. Enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah.
And, spread the good word about the SSA and string players. So the SSA Chamber Players, they'll be performing 4 concerts coming up beginning on Tuesday, July 17th in Munising. Can you tell us a little bit about either the repertoire or who you're going to be playing with? Because I know there's going to be some special guests with the Chamber Players, too.
Yes. So this year's tour is really special. The Chamber Players will be playing a really cool eclectic program of classical works and more alternative works that we've arranged ourselves. One of our Chamber Players is a wonderful singer, so she'll be hopping in on a couple tunes for singing.
Nice.
And we've also managed to set up this tour so that we're sharing it with a couple of local musician friends. And so our Tuesday performance, for example, Tuesday and Friday performance is with local legends, Harry South and Carrie Yost. We're very excited to play with them.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. And our Wednesday performance in Marquette, which will be at Overdock, that is with, we're in collaboration with the Marquette Symphony Orchestra Summer Strings. So we're really, really excited for that. These are all people that we know really well, and they send all of their students to camp. Mm-hmm. And we're just so excited to hang out with them and play with them as well. And then Thursday's concert will be in Escanaba and at the Boniface Center, and we'll be sharing that concert with the North Coast Chamber Players, which is a woodwind group who also are a bunch of local musicians who often play with Marquette Symphony as well. So we're all hanging out together this summer. It's going to be super fun.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me think it'd be great if you all had like one of those large charter buses you could all just pack in together and go somewhere.
I know. Yeah, that would be so fun.
But in this case, you're sharing the bill a few different locations and different days. So starting the 17th going until Friday the 20th, so Munising first, then Marquette, then Escanaba, and then Mishigami. And I will say too, the one on Wednesday is kind of a follow-up concert, the one that's in Marquette. They also have the title Bows and Brews, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Taking place at the Ordock Brewing Company. And I see there's a few sponsors that are kind of helping out with that.
So we'd really love to just go ahead and give a shout out to the Michigan Council of Arts and Cultural Affairs, mm-hmm. National Endowment of the Arts, as well as the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. And this is in collaboration with the Hiawatha Music Festival as well. So we're really happy to be collaborating with so many amazing supporters.
Yeah, it's great to see so many people coming together to support the arts and support the strings as well. We had Janice Peterson in here last month to talk about the summer kickoff, and also talking about how sometimes it's hard for string players to find some work over the summer. So it's nice to highlight that too, and have them give some opportunities for performances and share the word with the public, and also, like you said, help out with some fundraising efforts as well for the tuition for the camp. So now we can shift a little bit over to the camp too. That's coming up, like you said, pretty soon, right after the tour is done. You know, getting the sleeping bags out and getting ready for camp, roasting some marshmallows. Can you tell us a little bit about the camp experience too?
So the camp itself is broken up into 4 different sessions based on what grade students are going into, and we are expanding our high school session this year. We got to add a day, which is really special.
Nice.
This is the fifth year in a row that our high school session has been at capacity. So we just, you know, and these kids are always telling us on their surveys, like, more camp time. So yeah. We're really excited that we were able to give that to them this year.
Wonderful.
Also new this year, we are having a one-day adult camp. Yes. So
right.
If anyone's interested in hanging out with us for a day, and if you've never even played an instrument, or maybe you have started an instrument, and you want to get on the camp scene with us, please come. You can just get in contact with us on our website through the Superior String Alliance, what do you call it, contact form on our website.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. SuperiorStringAlliance.org. And then of course we go until the middle of August, so we've got basically 3.5 weeks of camp, and we are so excited. We're getting the tie-dye prepared and
yeah.
music prepared. Yeah.
excellent. I just had a question about the adult camp. So if we have folks that maybe haven't played instruments before, would they have an instrument at the camp that's available to use? Or if maybe they had an old violin or something, could
yeah.
they bring that along?
Yeah,
too?
Absolutely. Many okay. options. Yeah, if you just get in contact with us, we'll help you out with whatever you need.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So camp for all ages this time around, along with that extra day of camp. So that'll make a lot of people happy.
Yeah.
You can, again, find out all the information about the camp dates on SuperiorStringAlliance.org. And you can also find out about the SSA Chamber Players, their summer UP tour beginning Tuesday, July 17th at the Falling Rock Cafe and Bookstore in Munising. Again, those performances are going to be shared with a few different special guests, Harry South and Carrie Yost on the Tuesday performance. We've also got the North Coast Chamber Players and some other guests as well along the way. And we're speaking with Dani Simandl. She's the executive director at the Superior String Alliance, with all the fun things happening this summer in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Dani, is there anything else that you'd like to add about either the tour, the camp, or anything else with the SSA?
Yes, absolutely. All of the concerts are free for the audience members to come. We'll be accepting donations at the door, but these concerts are really about getting people out and about to just really have a great time with some live music.
Right.
Right. And in addition to that, we are in the middle of our fundraising campaign for scholarships for campers who come to camp. And if you would like to donate to that cause, you can do that by going online to SuperiorStringAlliance.org. Any amount helps out our kids. There are many kids who do need scholarship help to come to camp. And, you know, I will say we have a thriving arts community in the UP, and one of the biggest ways to perpetuate that is to, you know, donate to music education causes in the community.
Yeah.
So we would love to see everybody come on out. I'd love to meet you. Come to camp. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. And a good time to learn about strings, too, either for the young ones or the older ones, too.
Yes.
So for all ages. So, well, Dani, thank you so much for coming by to tell us about all things with the Superior String Alliance and the Chamber Players Tour and the camp dates as well.
Thanks for having me on, Kurt.
Absolutely.